Lawyers for Army Private Lindy England say the 22-year-old will plead guilty to charges that she abused Iraqi detainees at Abu Ghraib prison. England's military trial is scheduled to begin Monday at Fort Hood, Texas. NPR's Ari Shapiro will be there, and he joins us now. Hi, Ari.
Hi.
Was this plea deal a surprise?
Well, up until last night, lawyers were saying they planned to present a vigorous defense and that Lindy England was going to plead not guilty. They were going to say that England was coerced by higher-ups, that military intelligence officers had ordered her to loosen up detainees for interrogations. But there were some pretty serious hurdles to that defense from the very beginning. There were these photos that the world has now seen of Lindy England posing with a prisoner on a dog leash, of her pointing and smiling, giving the thumbs up to naked detainees. The second major hurdle was the precedent for this case. Other soldiers had tried to make the case that higher-ups ordered them to abuse prisoners, and the defense was unsuccessful for them. So in the end, I think Lindy England's defense lawyers just figured the chances of success were too slim to risk it in court.
So what do we know about the deal that she seems to have struck with prosecutors?
Well, she was originally charged with 9 counts related to prisoner abuse, and she's going to plead guilty to 7 of those. 2 of the counts against her will be dismissed. And that brings the maximum sentence that she could receive down from more than 16 years to just 11 years. That's pending approval from a military judge. And if the judge does grant approval, then a military jury will decide England's punishment up to 11 years.
And when that happens, do you know anything about what case will her lawyers make then?
It's going to be similar to the case that they were originally planning when she was going to plead not guilty. They're going to portray Lindy England as someone who was young, inexperienced, easily coerced. They say that they're going to call Charles Grainer, another soldier, to testify on England's behalf. Grainer was earlier this year sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in the abuses at Abu Ghraib. He's been called the ringleader of the abuses, and he's believed to have fathered Lindy England's child as well. So England's defense lawyers hope to call Grainer to the stand. He's 10 years older than her, and they say that he will testify to the fact that she was younger, inexperienced, and easily coerced by people higher up in positions of authority.
Now, Charles Grainer and Lindy England are just 2 of the soldiers originally charged in this abuse scandal. What's happened to the others?
There were 7 military police officers pictured in the photographs, including Lindy England. Those came out almost exactly a year ago. 4 of them have pled guilty and received sentences ranging from no time in prison to 8.5 years. Grainer pled not guilty, and as I mentioned, he's serving a 10-year prison sentence. There's one officer who has yet to stand trial. That's Specialist Sabrina Harmon. Her lawyers say she will not take a plea deal.
And the scandal has actually expanded beyond Abu Ghraib. Can you update us on those investigations?
Well, in the year since this story broke, the scandal has really grown enormously. It's stretched to Afghanistan, Guantanamo Bay, other U.S.-run prisons in Iraq, and more than 100 military personnel have already been disciplined in the scandal. There have been more than 300 investigations of cases of abuse. Most of these have been low-ranking enlisted soldiers. There have been 11 Pentagon investigations, but they've almost universally absolved high-ranking officials of responsibility. Human rights groups say the investigations that have taken place aren't enough. We need something independent, but the military defends its ability to investigate itself.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. Thank you.
You're welcome.